What's up, Raza? It's been a while. This is Fernando Amador from Downey, California, and this is my podcast called Chicano Cast. Welcome back. Welcome, new listeners, and if I lost some of you, I'm sorry. But yeah, it's been too long, right? That's fine. We'll keep working. So today's podcast is on where we were as Chicanos under Obama and how things changed so dramatically when Trump came to power. Yeah, Raza, I really thought I was good. Then Trump, which is the name of this podcast. I honestly don't know any longer, you know, where we stand as Chicanos in this country. So to find out my take, go ahead and keep listening to this show. Yeah, Raza, I was stupid, I guess, because once Obama became president, that's right, a black man president of the USA, I thought, damn, then anything is possible for Chicanos. Was I stupid? Was I naive? Or just pendejo to the reality of this country as a racist country that we have been all along, you know, in our history? Listen to my old podcast, and you'll hear me saying, okay, Raza, the doors are open. Now we just have to walk in and act right. But now, Raza, it feels like the doors have been closed again, and we are no longer allowed into the party. Do you feel the same? Let me know, Raza. I'm at ChicanoCast@gmail.com. So under Obama, I felt like this country had made a leap forward, you know, in its civil rights and in open and progressive thinking. We had gay rights to marry, Obamacare, and other liberal type actions Obama was supporting and passing laws, you know, in support of. We did not, of course, get DACA to residents as he promised, but I still really did believe after all that, Raza, that, you know, we selected Obama as a nation. It felt like we were all in agreement. But Raza, was it too much too soon? Was it too far of a swing to the left? And it scared white America? Well, let's go over some actions and laws Obama supported that made my dumbass feel this way. Healthcare reform, Obamacare, you know, better known as Obamacare, affordable healthcare for everyone. Yeah, it wasn't perfect, but it was a step in the right direction. And believe me, a lot of minorities took advantage of this. I know I had a lot of nephews who were surprised how this was working for them. And, you know, they were visiting the doctor for the first time and getting physicals. And they were against it, and then they loved it. The other things he did was education. You know, I pimped the hell out of that. Race to the top. Rewards good and innovative schools. That's always a good thing. The Every Student Succeeds Act renews the No Child Left Behind Act. Very important for Latinos. Very important for Raza and Chicanos. On the environment, climate change, clean power plan to combat global warming. Of course, we all know what that's all about, and can't believe that now they say they don't believe in it. The immigration policy, deferred action for childhood arrivals, DACA. Again, he got this for the Dreamers, but then failed them by, you know, not giving them permanent residency. You know, now they are very vulnerable to Trump and are always in fear of being deported. And then on social policies, you know, he had the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, which is basically for women to receive equal pay. That was big for our Chicana sisters. The Matthew Shepard Act, or known as the Hate Crimes Prevention Act. That's right. You know, some of us, just for being Latino, just for being brown, you know, could be assaulted out there, especially nowadays. He also had the Don't Ask, Don't Tell Repeal Act of 2010, which allows LGBTs to serve in the military. And, you know, and he also had recognition of same-sex couples. That was big, you know, for marriage for same-sex couples. That was a big one. I mean, who would have thought that would have ever happened in this country? So, Raza, all this is going on under Obama, and I was believing it. I really thought, you know, we were moving forward as a nation. I remember some of my nephews applying for DACA, then getting real jobs and going to college. And I was, of course, crediting Obama with this, because if this DACA Act was meant for anyone, it was mostly meant for Latinos. And yeah, you know, he could have finished this off and made them all legal residents. I do think he failed us there. You know, he was too worried about Obamacare, which is now being dismantled basically by Trump, or he's trying to. So what happened? It was just 2 years ago that I felt so safe and comfortable in this great country of ours. You know, maybe like a pendejo, maybe or Raza more like a citizen of the USA. You know, I thought I was protected and comfortable. I finally felt the way I was always supposed to feel, right? I felt safe. I felt protected. I had Chicano privilege going for me. So I thought that Obama's time is over and the country showed its true colors and nasty colors of racism. And I really think this change was easy for Trump to manufacture because economically, people were still not good. Recovery from the 2008 economic collapse had not come. In fact, people were still struggling. And when you're struggling, when you're unsure of what to do, when you're insecure, the easiest thing to do is to place blame on someone else. So when Trump, you know, places blame on immigrants for our economic troubles, it was easy to jump on that bandwagon instead of us realizing that it is, you know, corporate greed that is causing our troubles. And the fact that government is in bed with corporations and is not looking out, it's basically not looking out for its own citizens. Okay, I kind of went on a tangent here, but, you know, I truly believe it. It was the economic instability and maybe also that racism that is always lying in wait, very shallow, waiting to come out and separate us. Is it Raza? Can it be just a part of our country? Is that true? God, I hate to think that that really is true. So Trump, like a predator, takes advantage of this with some help by the Russians and uses this instability in our country to divide us and then to steer us to where he wanted. You know, some pendejo Latinos even got lost in the divide and went with the güeros to support Trump. That's how fucked up we were and maybe are right now, that we support issues and politicians that go against our own interests. And that's because so much hate is being spewed out there by everyone and especially Trump. So what has Trump done against the Raza Latinos? Why do we hate this guy so much besides, you know, just the fact that he's an idiot? So mass deportations, supposedly taking away criminals, but you know, this isn't true. They have taken anyone who is around when they supposedly look for the criminals. They have also separated families, parents from their children, deported vets who gave it all for this country. Dirty Raza, it is fucking dirty the way they're doing this. You know, and he has regularly insulted Latinos, called us drug dealers, criminals, rapists, killers, and dogs. If it were just his stupid ass saying these things, then no problem. I have thick skin, you know, but he is the president of the USA, and what he says carries a lot of weight, and stupid people believe what he says. And now, what do we have? A country that has anti-immigrant views, and that translates into anti-Latino views. Motherfuckers, don't forget that our ancestors owned a quarter of this country and got cheated out of their own land by dirty dealings and dirty governments. So not for 1 minute, Raza, should we feel like we don't belong, like this is not our land or our place. We are Americans, we are Chicanos, and we have contributed a lot to this great country of ours, not just with our sweat, but also with our blood. You know, on this Memorial Day, I want to shout out to all Raza who has served to defend our freedoms in all the wars this country has waged, and now their family and ancestors are being disrespected by the very government they so bravely defended. So what else has Trump done or said against us? You know, he said his followers were passionate after being told two men beat a Hispanic man in his name. What a fucking pendejo, Raza. How can he justify saying something so disgusting and racist? And yes, Raza, this is our president. If you're Latino and you support this guy, just know, Raza, that he does not support you. In fact, he doesn't like you and would get rid of you if he could. So what to do, Raza? What can we do? First of all is voting. You know, I also pimp voting just like I pimp education. Fuck yeah. I don't care who you vote for, as long as it ain't Trump. And as long as you have an informed and factual reason for who you are voting for, then go ahead and vote your fucking nalgas off, even if it means you go Republican. Just be sure you're getting real facts and real news to make your decision. Raza, speaking of voting, a listener reached out to me, Mr. David Salazar, to tell me he's running for local office. Shout out to David in Maryland. He got me off my lazy ass to record another show. Pinche David, orale. Good luck to you, David, and thanks for taking the initiative and being an active Chicano and doing better for our gente. So what else can we do, Raza? What else? You know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, and you're going to cuss, at me, and you're going to, on your iPod, or you're going to actually cuss at your iPod or your phone and say, pinche Chicano cast, get off it, ese, yob raza, get educated, the education pimp. That's all on that, just get educated. Yeah, you know why. If not, listen to my last podcast. All right, raza, that's all I got for this show, but help me keep my spirits up and email me at chicanocast@gmail.com. And not to tell me great show or great this and that. No, raza, stop lying, all right? Órale. But tell me to stop being pendejo and know that I still have a place and rights in this country, no matter how long and mad this fucker Trump makes me feel, or how low and mad this fucker makes me feel. That although at times, you know, when we are in places, universities and jobs surrounded by güeros, we're not less than them. And we are just as capable, if not more, and we are worthy. And you know what, raza, we're not like them, and we should never be. And I mean the racists. We should never hate on anybody, not the whites, not the blacks, not the Asians. We will not hate on them. We will not exclude them. We will, however, hold them, and I mean the white man, accountable when it is necessary. Sale pues, raza, ya me callo, and wish you all the best. Stay brown and stay proud, and you wonderful, beautiful, and strong Chicanas and Chicanos, be safe.
Hace limpieza de sus encargos. Cierra los ojos pa' no mirarse. En el espejo se va notando que su trabajo la está acabando. Es que su santo está en descanso. Todos los días, todas las horas, en esa espuma de sus tristezas, uñas y carne, sudor y fuerzas, todo su empeño, todos sus sueños se van quedando.
Chicano Cast is brought to you by Vergüenza. For only $9.99 a month, click subscribe and save and get Vergüenza. So when your mom, your tía, and even your grandma call you pinche sinvergüenza, or maybe just sinvergüenza, or ah, que cabrón sinvergüenza, you can always have Vergüenza for $9.99 a month. Please subscribe. Por